Well, hello, friends. Marcus D, or Marcus DiMatteo, Mark DiMatteo. I think most of you know sometimes I call myself Marcus D. But anyway, I'm here with a message going out to our great questions group on this 25th day of March 2012. And the title is Sharing My Biases Part 2, or Why I Personally Wanted to Believe There Was a God. And last week, and let me just say this before I get started, I trust everybody is doing well and has had a good week, and look forward to sharing this message with you. So let's get started. I finished up our discussion on mental biases last week by discussing the three general types and mentioned that while we all inevitably have them, that it was vital that they be of category one if we were going to be able to objectively pursue truth. And I also shared that while I indeed had a beginning personal predisposition or bias, and that was I still wanted to believe there was a God, that I was still willing to follow to whatever conclusions the evidence led me, regardless of what I would personally prefer to find. Okay, and that's why it was bias number one. Okay. I then concluded by telling you that since I am relating my journey to you and that I wanted you to have a little better idea of where I was coming from, where what my head was at, things like that, I was going to share with you some of the reasons why I personally hoped to find evidence that God was there. And that's where I want to pick up this week. And as we begin, let me tell you that this is an overwhelmingly fascinating topic to me. Contemplating the possible reality of God has been the greatest mental exercise I have ever experienced. Immediately, the highest concepts man has thought of and that I am aware of spring to mind. Things like all-knowing, all-powerful, a being who is perfect, everywhere at once, timeless and ageless, just to name a few. While I had no proof of any of this yet, it seemed reasonable and logical to me to apply our highest qualities we are capable of conceiving of, or we can conceive of, to the greatest being we can conceive of. And so, with this starting point in mind, along with the seeds of what I learned as a child and the many hours I have spent thinking about this prior to the beginning of my journey and for many years into it, let me now share with you some of the reasons I wanted to believe that God existed. So here we go. First, I wanted to believe that there was someone who was big enough, smart enough, strong enough to not only create our cosmos, but was also keeping an eye on it now, and would not allow us to totally mess things up any more than we already have or annihilate ourselves. I didn't want to believe that this was all a result of only time and chance, just one big cosmic accident. This applied to me as well. I wanted to believe that someone had made me, knew me, and cared about me, and that I was unique and special, which gave me value. I wanted to believe that my fate and that of everyone else was in the hands of someone far more capable than us human beings. I wanted to believe that all the chaos in the world, things like poverty, sickness, crime, greed, envy, oppression, cruelty, famine, war, and death, all those terrible things, that all of them would ultimately end. And it seemed like the only way that could ever happen was if there indeed was a God, for he would have the ability to eventually set things right. After all, it seemed like mankind had been trying to eliminate these plagues since the beginning of recorded history with little or no success, as it seems like we ourselves are part of the problem, okay, when we think about it. I also wanted to believe that there was a God because I preferred the idea of there being something beyond this brief, physical, and mortal life. In fact, and I mentioned this in one of my earliest messages, but What can we make of this perplexing issue of universal death? While I, for some fascinating reason, was quite aware of and interested in these matters, even as a child, I actually had an experience back when I was still a very young man that brought them into much clearer focus for me. I'd like to take a minute and share it with you now, since it was one of the key moments, as I would later recall, that would motivate me to begin my Great Questions quest only a few years later. The year after I graduated from the international high school I attended in Rome, Italy, I returned to the school for a visit, as my family and I were still living in the Middle East. Shortly after my arrival, I was informed that a classmate of mine, whose name was Matt, and who had graduated with me the previous year, had died tragically. He had been in Southern California attending his first year of college and happened to be sitting on a motorcycle with a friend of his, waiting at a traffic light, when a drunk driver flew through the intersection and collided with them, killing them both. That incident had a profound impact on me, for it was the first time anyone close to me had died that young. He was 19. Folks, I remember being stunned, trying to take it all in. I could still see his face clear as day. In fact, I can now, even after all those years, all these years, okay? However, as I commiserated with all the teachers and students there that had known him regarding his untimely death, and reminisced on all the fond memories we had of him, something began to dawn on me, probably for the very first time. It suddenly became apparent that the main focus of all the conversation regarding Matt only seemed to be pointed backward, about the past. While some of this, of course, was quite natural, as we were relating to the experiences we had had with him while he was alive and lamenting the nature of his untimely death, why was there still virtually no discussion of anything beyond his death? It seemed to me like most folks' attitude was, gosh, we loved him. Gosh, we are going to miss him. How sad that he died so young. It's too bad that this sometimes happens, but unfortunately, that's life. But they definitely should toughen laws on drinking and driving. But he's gone. So end of story, close the book, and put it carefully up on the shelf with the others that represent all the lives that have passed on before us. We'll certainly remember him fondly, but it's time to move on. And hey, listen, let me be sure you understand me. I'm not making light of any of this. I felt and thought and said some of the exact same things at the time. And yet, in the back of my mind, I kept thinking, hey, wait just a minute here. Time out. Pause. Where is he? Where is he now? Not his body. I mean Matt. Just a year ago, he was a young, vibrant, healthy, intelligent, athletic young man with hopes and dreams, who had family and friends, who loved and laughed and existed on a level beyond just his physical body. And now that body had been turned off. But what about him? Who he was? His person? His essence? His soul, if you will? Was all that turned off too? Was he totally gone? Well, maybe so, but I didn't want to believe that. For if I did, then that would mean that everyone I've ever known, loved, or cared about would also be gone forever, once this life was over, and I'd never, ever even have the possibility of seeing any of them including Matt, again. Then this got me really thinking. What about all the other multiplied millions of folks, real people just like Matt, that have lived and died before I ever got here, along with those that have done so in my lifetime? In essence, everyone that has ever lived before me. Well, that's a lot of people when you think about it, okay? That's everyone. I mean, I'm chuckling about that because of the massive number of people, but the reality is it's kind of a sober thought. Every one of them was a real person too. What about them? As I said, I wanted to believe that all these folks had a chance at something beyond this life. That was far better, and I figured if God was really there, then the odds were pretty good that there would be. Now, as I conclude this message, let me bring up a related point that I had to mentally work through, and that was this. Why did I believe there needed to be a God for there to be an afterlife? I mean, couldn't I simply believe that there was one, whether God existed or not? Interesting questions, and it's going to get us into another very important topic that we are going to talk about in our next message as we continue this theme. Okay? So in the meantime, always a pleasure talking to you. You have a great week, and we'll be back in touch. Take care. Bye-bye.